Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, a few topics in the news. And here on this program, when we discuss the news, the headlines, we try to do it the way the Lord did it. Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, he mentions a couple news stories, and he draws a spiritual lesson from them, including from the misunderstanding and misinterpretation of those news events. He takes that and then he refocuses the attention of people toward what is correct, what is true, and what is important. So sometimes the news stories are minor, sometimes they're very significant. But, well, what's been in the news this weekend? Well, the NFL. I enjoyed not watching the NFL again this past weekend. Want to talk a bit about that. And then apparently the study of end times prophecy, which here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have some really fun and educational end times resources, Bible studies that are just extraordinary, a seminar, verse-by-verse study of the book of Revelation. So, of course, you need to take the study of what the scriptures say about the end, eschatology, take that seriously, but apparently the study of end times prophecy sadly turns many people into paranoid schizophrenics. And I'll give an example on that from a YouTube channel, the End Times News Report, and what they claimed about the Las Vegas massacre and the a million Christians who watched that thing in the first 24 hours, a million views. And what it says about all those people also. Okay, and then the Republican Congressman, Tim Murphy, he was a National Right to Life pro-lifer, meaning that he was a fraud, as most of them are, but in his case, it was exposed. So we'll talk a bit about him and about him urging the woman he's committing adultery with to get an abortion, and how offended she was because he goes and speaks at March for Lives. And that all became public then, which is really good that that happened. And then also Hollywood's Harvey Weinstein being fired from his own company for sexual harassment and the extreme hypocrisy of Hollywood in the media, how they fill their films with heroes who are sexually inappropriate toward women. And then they pretend that they have this standard where they honor women, but they only claim that as a weapon to use against conservatives and against Christians and against Republicans, and especially against those who are hypocrites. So there is a double standard. In fact, there are multiple double standards, but really the double standard often benefits Christians and it benefits women. And so we'll talk about that also. How does a double standard benefit women? Okay, so to begin with, this weekend, again, I enjoyed not watching the NFL. There's nothing wrong with protesting injustice. If NFL players, they can identify injustice and they want to protest it, hey, that's fabulous. I do it all the time. We have a nation that kills unborn children, dismembers them. Planned Parenthood leads the slaughter, and our federal government funds much of the slaughter. Donald Trump now has signed 3 appropriation bills since he's been president, since his inauguration. All 3 have fully funded Planned Parenthood at Barack Obama levels, all 3. And he's done that without objection. So that's far more significant than all the symbolic pro-life gestures he's made. But to the NFL, if you're going to protest against injustice, fabulous. But the NFL protests this cycle, they began on behalf of the racist, cop-hating BML crowd, the Black Lives Matter crowd. That's a racist and police officer-hating movement. Remember Colin Kaepernick, of course we all know, he wore his socks during an NFL game that showed cops are pigs. Those are the socks he chose to wear and on display at an NFL game. So these Black Lives Matter inspired protests are in support of a group that presents murderous thugs as saintly martyrs. They're martyrs, all right, like Ferguson's Michael Brown. Yeah, they're martyrs like the Muslim martyrs, you know, the so-called martyrs, the terrorists, who get killed when they're trying to kill innocent people. And if you think about Michael Brown from Ferguson, and that's what started this current phase of protests, Michael Brown, he committed suicide, right? He commits suicide by cop when he's trying to kill a white police officer just some minutes after his threatening strong-arm robbery of a convenience store. He has the owner of the convenience store. The guy's fearing for his life. It's like he's going to kill him. It's one thing to shoplift, right? It's another thing to rob and then to violently threaten the person that you're robbing. I mean, reckless endangerment of human life, including his own. So anyway, a police officer sees him and he matches the description, wants to talk to him. And Michael Brown reaches through the window of the cruiser, the cop car, and gets the cop's gun and is trying to shoot the cop. And the gun goes off inside the car. And Michael Brown's blood is inside the car. And so Brown runs away, you know, so many feet, and then rethinks it, turns around, and starts charging the officer. And that's when he got shot and killed. Hands up, don't shoot. It's all a lie. Of course, we all know that. But we live in a time where it no longer matters if an argument is true or not. That's reasonably irrelevant. If the person that you're talking with is contradicting themselves, that's reasonably irrelevant. It will not make an impact on the vast majority of Americans today. If you can show them that they're contradicting themselves, that's irrelevant. And so Jesus Christ said that he is the truth, and truth is non-contradictory. So if there is an argument or a belief that contradicts itself, that means it's false, and the truth will set you free. When you recognize truth, it can lead you to the God of truth. But when truth is irrelevant to you and your worldview, then you're headed to hell. You're headed toward eternal separation from God because that's what you want. You want to live without him. And so all those people who end up in hell, all those who are judged before the Lord at the great white throne judgment, they all end up with what they want, and what they want is to live without God. So it's very tragic. If God were to force them into heaven and to force them to live with him and all those who love him, well, for one, they would hate it. They would hate it more than they'd hate hell. But number two, they would turn heaven into hell. I mean, we have that right now on earth, right? We have people who love God, and then we have all the people who hate him. And so hell is the name of the place where people live who hate God. So if you hate God and you love murderous thugs and you think Michael Brown was a hero when he committed suicide by cop, and as often happens, threatening a police officer's life in the process. So a lot of people recognize the hypocrisy of the NFL protest, and they have stopped watching on TV. Some have sold their season tickets. In Denver, there is a waiting list, thousands of people on a waiting list to get a season ticket, right? Once you have it, it's in your family. You could even leave it to your kids in your will or to your friends. It's yours. And so there's a waiting list with thousands of people on the waiting list, and it hasn't moved not one notch, not to the next name in many years. It just hasn't moved. So you got people around the country, including in Denver, getting rid of their season tickets. So I really enjoyed not watching Thursday night football, because that was an encroachment on people's family time anyway, Thursday night football. Come on, the weekend's enough. But then the National Sunday games, and at our home, we're more of a hockey family, youth hockey, but we would watch football now and then, the Broncos, the Super Bowl, Monday night football. But Sunday, you know, national game, enjoyed not watching the Sunday games, enjoyed even not watching the Broncos. Wait, they had a bye week, right? I didn't even find out till later it was a bye week. And I will enjoy this evening not watching Monday Night Football. So there's a monthly poll of fans and their approval, whether they rate sports favorably or unfavorably. And these are, they poll only registered voters. I don't know why that is, but that's what they do. It's called the Winston Poll. The August Winston Poll had the NFL 50% favorable to 23% unfavorable. Pretty high for unfavorables for a sport. The September Winston Poll, the NFL, 44% favorable, dropped 13 points. 40% unfavorable. Is that unbelievable? I mean, that is a major change. And so it's interesting that Donald Trump, I started out the show pointing out that he funds child killing. If you pay to have one child killed, you're in big trouble with the Lord. And on Judgment Day, that will be one of the crimes held against you and one of the sins. And then, of course, the rest of your life of sin, unless you throw yourself during this life on the mercy of Jesus Christ and trust in him and ask him to save you. Then if you do that, you will be forgiven of your sins. Grace to the humble, right? Law to the proud, grace to the humble. That's the teaching of the scriptures. And so Donald Trump, he needs to trust in Jesus Christ. And he needs to stop funding the killing of unborn children. I mean, that would be a good start, right, for somebody who's a pro-life hero. Wouldn't that be a good start? It'd be like if you're against the Holocaust in Germany and you're funding Auschwitz. You're funding Dachau. You're funding Mauthausen, right? You're funding the concentration camps, but you're a hero opposing the Holocaust. Wouldn't that be a disconnect? Something not quite right there? And sure, you in your own heart, you might have said you're against the Holocaust because you want to rule the country or something, or you want power or fame or just to top off your career. So whatever motives you may have. But then there's all the people who supported you because you're against the Holocaust, and then you continue funding the Holocaust, and they don't even think to mention it. It doesn't even come up. Isn't that something? And when people point it out, they just the goal is to find a way to dismiss it. As, well, that's not really relevant because that's not his responsibility or he's got bigger things on his mind or whatever. So I bring up Donald Trump, one, because we love him, care about him and his eternal soul. But then also, two, we want the audience to know, you guys, to know that it's not wise to support child killers. Don't do evil that good may come of it. And fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now, with Republican pro-lifers, we're up to fool me 732,962 times. Fool me that many times, I'm a moron. Put my name on the list for the stupidest person who's ever lived. If someone fools you that many times on the exact same issue, exact same. And as long as Donald Trump keeps hearing from Christian pro-lifers that he's a pro-life hero, hey, he's going to continue to sleep well at night and not worry about his soul or about the children that he's dismembering with your tax dollars. Okay, so the NFL protest, Donald Trump, it was him against the NFL. And he's winning. It's him against the NFL. NFL owners are now telling their players, if you violate the rules of the NFL, you're not going to play, right? The NFL rule book says, during the national anthem, which has to be played at the beginning of every game, that they have to stand, that they hold their helmet in their left hand. It lays out what they're supposed to do. And so, of course, there have been many, with the support of the owners of the teams, who have been breaking the rules of the NFL. And America is a country that kills its children. So I have no principled objection to protesting this country. That's perfectly fine. If you're protesting on behalf of a racist group that hates white people, that hates cops, and you turn thugs into heroes and saints and martyrs, then that protest is not only inane, it's immoral. And so there will be negative consequences for those who stand up for wickedness. You stand up and support wickedness with your voice, or you sit down or you kneel to support wickedness. There are consequences. Okay, so the horrific mass murder in Las Vegas, I'd like to talk, one, about what is the proper standard for weapons control laws, right? We can say gun control laws, but for weapons control laws, what is the proper standard? And two, the tendency for millions of people, millions, to immediately look for conspiracy theories on every significant event, every horrific event. So the Christians, who the vast majority undoubtedly love the Lord, some are frauds, but the end times Christians typically are ones who love the Lord. But that doesn't mean the things that they do and say are biblical, are wise, are godly, are not selfish, are not based out of the lust of the flesh. And this example I'll give you will show you that that's exactly what's happening with many in the community, the subculture of the church, which is overly obsessed with every headline and development, thinking it's a fulfillment of some particular end times prophecy. So are we in the end times? I pray that we are. We look forward to the Lord's coming. He has been able to return imminently for the last 2,000 years. Jesus Christ could have returned at any moment. He could return right now. The Bible also says that the end times will be shortened and that we can hasten the coming of the Lord. You get that? That we could hasten his coming based on the behavior of the body of Christ. So there are no requirements. There are no signs that have to occur before Jesus could return. He could return imminently at any time for the last 2,000 years. And based on his plan, his basic structure of when he will return, the Apostle Peter wrote in his epistle that we can hasten the coming of the Lord. So, yes, we want the Lord to return. No, every headline, every earthquake, every hurricane, every fire, every eclipse, every blood moon is not a sign that needs to be interpreted and read like tea leaves or chicken entrails. So the horrific shooting in Las Vegas, the massacre, the mass murder, and very quickly, one of the End Times outreaches, they've got a YouTube channel, it's the End Times News Report. They put out a video on the shooting. Here's the title of the video. Now, if you saw this on the internet, you should assume the person who posted this video is mentally ill. I don't want to hurt him by giving him a greater audience. I'll say a prayer for him, but I'm not going to boost his numbers, his views, his influence. And if there's something in me that wants to see if there's anything in this video that's true, then I know something about me. I know that I'm somewhat paranoid. I have the danger of falling into mental illness myself. So here's the title of his video. Proof Las Vegas shooting was a false flag attack. How's that? Proof. Shooter on the fourth floor. Now, do you think this end times expert has proof that the shooter was on the fourth floor? Do you think he has proof that it was a false flag operation? In other words, false flag would be like the communist would do this. They would go to one of their meetings. They'd have a couple members who they hated, their own members, and they would kill them, and they would leave literature from a competing group, sort of in the category of agent provocateur or false flag. In other words, you're being misdirected. Who's really doing this? So it could really be elements in the government who want more gun control laws. That's the kind of mentally ill thinking that this person has. it's like 5 years ago, the horrific murders at that elementary school, the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre. And the mentally ill, schizophrenic people, paranoid people, including people like Alex Jones, InfoWars, on so many issues, who think it's a false flag operation, or the government did it, or it never happened, it was make-believe, it was all actors. That's what they said about 9/11. Remember that the passengers in the planes who were killed, they were all actors. I mean, these people are mentally ill. And so their schizophrenia has as one of its symptoms paranoia. And so it turns out that if you obsessively study end times prophecy, that because of the condition of all of us, the human race, we're not as smart as we used to be. Our intelligence is diminishing compared to the ancients, even compared to Neanderthal. But not only are we not as intelligent, but our mental health has suffered over the centuries as we're degenerating, including genetically. And so we have a tendency to have unhealthy thoughts, a tendency. And if we are obsessively, compulsively addicted to interpreting every major event as some kind of a fulfillment of prophecy, we end up becoming extremely paranoid. We end up flirting with schizophrenia, and for some people, you know, it becomes full bloom. And so for an End Times expert, the End Times News Report, to put out a video, proof Las Vegas shooting was a false flag attack, shooter on the fourth floor, the guy is mentally ill. You could love the guy, pray for the guy. I wouldn't email him. I wouldn't, because it just will encourage him that he's reaching a lot of people. So how many Christians watch the video? Of course, it could be others too, but mostly, it'd be mostly Christians, right-wing, extremist, conspiracy theorist, end times folks. And so the video surpassed 1 million views in the first 24 hours, 1 million. Now, what does that tell you about the state of the mental health of the end times movement? What does it tell you about the mental health of the conspiracy movement? What does it tell you about their mental health? Because this lunatic, he doesn't have proof that it's a false flag attack. He doesn't have proof that it's a shooter, that the shooter was on the fourth floor. And you don't even have to watch his video to find out, because his video was 100% predictable that some moron would produce a video like this. Someone contacted me here at the studio and said, well, there were multiple shooters. I said, How do you know there were multiple shooters? Well, I saw it on the internet. There were multiple shooters. Multiple shooters, you know how many cell phone videos there are of this thing? Haven't you heard the audio from the event? Or were all the phones hacked to change the audio? Because if you've ever gone to a shooting range, you could hear, as soon as the second person starts shooting, you could hear. And so there was a shooter. There was a shooter shooting on the crowd. There were not two guns shooting on the people outside. So how can 1 million end times Christians be so lacking in discernment that they bring fame to false teachers? And that's what happens. Okay, as to the weapons control standard, you know, what should the standard be? Well, in the scriptures, we see that we have the right to defend ourselves, to defend our loved ones, to defend a stranger in a park. If you're at a park, somebody attacks a stranger. Somebody's coming after your neighbor. We have the right to use force, including up to lethal force, to defend ourselves, to defend life and limb, even at times to defend property, depending on the circumstance. And so we have the right. It's not a Second Amendment right. The Second Amendment came along too late in the process to call it a Second Amendment right. It's irrelevant. It's a God-given right to defend ourselves. And so we have the right to use weapons of self-defense. We do not have the right to use military-grade weapons for use in taking ground, holding territory. We don't have the right to use rocket-propelled grenades or surface-to-air missiles or artillery shells, right? No rights to nuclear weapons. We don't have those rights. So we have the right to defend ourselves against someone coming against us. But what if there's an entire division that's coming against you? What if we are invaded by a foreign army? Or make it more plausible, what if there's an ISIS sleeper cell in your town? And they've got 15, normally they have two or three. They got 15, and they all come at your home with weapons. So are you going to have the machine guns necessary, the artillery, the tank? Are you going to have everything you need, the flamethrowers, the hand grenades, to defend your homestead? Do you have the right to have those kinds of weapons? And no, you do not. Governments have the right to have those kinds of weapons. Governments have the right to field an army. Individuals do not. God has delegated different authority to nations, to the leaders of nations, as he has to individuals. So no person has the right to own a weapon that would function like a machine gun. So military weapons that are designed to, let's say, hold off a regiment that's attacking your position, you don't have the right from God to have your own military arsenal. But you do have the right to own weapons of self-defense. And what the murderer used in Las Vegas effectively turned his guns into machine guns. And so the Obama administration was foolish for ruling that those bump stocks were legal. And they very possibly ruled that way to make Republicans and gun rights advocates look like morons. Because they'd say, well, we had no choice. That's what the law is. It didn't modify the gun, so therefore we had to say that it's legal. No, they didn't have to. They're adults. Adults don't have to do anything. Adults are supposed to do what's right. And what, it would be the first time liberal bureaucrats overstepped their boundaries and it had to go to court? I mean, come on. School administrators do the same thing. You know, they get a cut in their budget, small cut, and so they cancel the football program, which is the favorite program of everyone in the community. And so they do it in a way that it might hurt to show that the opposition is wrong. So the news of the day, from a biblical perspective, taking a Christian worldview to understand, to assess, either at international levels or our community or our home or our family relations. It's all based on the scriptures, and then we can live for Christ. May God bless you.